Not Wednesday today, Tuesday. It's summer, so stuff like that. Well, the garden's going. The squash is certainly going for it. Got all purslane. I haven't ever seen purslane grow up like this. It's really kind of interesting. Anyway. Looks like it's about time to that part of the winter, as I recall. Good spring. Did we expect a real big cold snap? We had one right around the 1st of May about a month ago. But, it got down to freezing, but it wasn't a hard freeze. So it didn't kill off all the stuff because it was a real mild spring and everything came out really early. So anyway. Here, I guess. So far, good rain. Been clouding up on a lot of evenings. It's quite nice. Makes me think about when I used to drive through Mora, and it was. It would rain every evening there, and just marvelous. my friend down here, he called the place Paradise, and he wasn't far off. There he's off at all. Beautiful area. There's an area up just north of it called Guadalupita. Oh, that's a nice territory. The big problem is Mora County has taken on itself all kinds of things. The taxes are, property taxes are really high there, I think, I've been told. And heavily zoned, what you can and what you can't do up there. So it's got some downsides. Any place that's beautiful is going to be, it's going to just be, you know, fun time over there. Crazy. Anyway. Areas very leftist. And there's a certain cruelty about being a leftist. They will swear up and down how wonderful they are and how much they're fighting for your rights. But if you don't honor their vision, if you have more of a different vision than they do, they can be dirty, nasty, vindictive enemies. The leftists cannot have a live and let live sort of mentality about things. I used to work in Taos. I used to go up quite often and have somebody, you know, that has some work to do. Maybe working on something. Leftists are big into very expensive micro farming. There was a guy that was going through that lives there. He does this interesting honey. You know, honey takes on the attributes of whatever the bees are collecting from. I forget what he had, but it was something interesting. So he was trying to sell this designer honey. And, you know, extension service serves all comers. So my friend, the extension agent up there, he was doing that. There's a real battle between the old timers, people who have been there for generations, and most of the incomers, the quasi hippies. Taos all of a sudden became this kind of art mecca, and it's a mixed bag, it's a mixed blessing. Most of these people are leftists, and I've never seen more regulations, more ratting out, I don't know any nicer term for it. Citizen surveillance. Everybody was kind of cringing under it because their taxes were immensely high. Property taxes. Left just want to drive out anybody not like them. So it there's all kinds of ways to attempt to do this. It was really hard for traditional farmers in the area. It was punished. It's a punished activity. I don't know if they have a head tax on the cows yet, but I think it was being talked about. How much tax you'd have to pay for keeping cows, because keeping cows is evil for a leftist, and so, you know. Anyway, so, really tricky for the Cooperative Extension Service, which is about, you know, scaling agriculture. Taos County is a very agricultural county. You know, what parts the National Forest Service owns in the county, quite a bit. Always in a political brouhaha. The leftists, of course, hate cows. And ranchers are demons in their universe, and so it's kind of tough for somebody who's for five generations been a sheep herder, a rancher in northern New Mexico, all of a sudden finding constantly being thrown all these problems. The introduction of the Mexican wolf, which feeds on cattle. The leftists are like, oh, that's fine. They're just doing what comes naturally. The rancher says, hey, wait a minute. Do you know how much money I have to pour into these cows? To have a wolf pack come and take out two or three of my cows whenever they feel like it? The reason why we got rid of these animals, like coyotes around here. Of course, the leftists are like, oh, you can't do that. The circle of life and all that stuff. And you go, how about the circle of the economy? Don't you like to have a nice economy? Wouldn't you like me to come buy your artwork? Leftists are very poignant about what's appropriate to do and what's not appropriate to do. And it's mostly about destroying traditionalism. They have thrown it out, and they have convinced themselves that it's the greatest virtue in the world to do this. And you're going, well, whatever. It's like being discovered is like having a plague enter your house, and the only thing you can really do is leave. And really, that's really what ends up happening. Because it is. It's a scourge. It spreads. It spreads like a virus. This philosophy, this mindset. Everybody says, oh, we're so good. We're so pure. Aren't we wonderful? And you go, no. You know, keeping society running, keeping people fed, doing what needs to be done, these things are usually not very pleasant to look upon. And that's what leftists are most concerned about, is how things look. Climate change and all the laws we need to put into place to make sure that we don't let climate change happen by human means is just, insane. The advances we've made in agriculture, to a large extent, have made it so that there are fewer farmers and ranchers. We don't need as many. On one way, it's getting away from a cherished way of life for a lot of people. I'm not a rancher or a farmer. But this makes it so that on the other side, it lets kids from farming and ranching families go out and do other things. Now, it's hard to go up against those corporate types, and we understand that. I'm not a big fan of corporatism. I think there's a few basic changes that could be made that would just clean up that whole mess. See, corporations differently. Right now, they're just like people. You go, now, they're treating them like people. They're a different sort of entity. They don't equate to anything else. Should we be able to tax them more heavily? Yes. Because we would rather have individual free enterprise rather than two or three companies owning entire economic sectors. Because I don't, that's not good. I am not a big fan of efficiency particularly. There's some really good sides to it. Number one, prices come down on nearly everything when it's properly, when it becomes commoditized, but certain backlash to that. Morning. Individuals should be free. Corporations, they don't have to be free. They're not people. They're not people. And the problem is, these days, corporations are far more free than people are. People are heavily regulated. Corporations, even if they get regulated like people, they are of a size and a wealth that they can, you know, that regulation doesn't even become an issue for them. Why not set people free, clean up corporations? Funny for a liberal-minded guy, but there it is. Interesting. That's just my actual experience. I'm not trying to save anybody in particular. I'm not trying to save a small farmer particularly. corporations are the new slaveholders. And people put themselves in slavery to them every day in order to eat. That's crazy. So, anyway.